Well, today, dear friends, we celebrate the arrival of the Holy Spirit and also the birthday of the church. To be honest, it may be one of the most neglected of the church's feast days in the entire year. We don't hang lights as we do at Christmas. We don't wear fancy hats or feast on food as we do at Easter. There are no sales for Pentecost Sunday. We don't give the feast the credit or attention it deserves. And part of it might be because the one who dwells at the center of this great feast, the Holy Spirit, is surprisingly low-key. Despite arriving with a roaring wind and tongues of fire, the Spirit is very much someone who stays in the background. He works behind the scenes. To many of us, the Holy Spirit seems to be the quietest member of the Holy Trinity. After all, in sacred scripture, the Father speaks often, and so too does the Son. But we're hard-pressed to find famous quotes in the Holy Spirit. It seems like the Spirit is the Trinity's silent partner. But this morning, I'd like to suggest that the Spirit does speak. The Spirit speaks eloquently, passionately, and fearlessly. And the good news is the Spirit continues to speak today. It began at the Acts of the Apostles, and we heard the first reading that Kate proclaimed, the account of Pentecost. What did we hear? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Moments after the descent, the Spirit gave the disciples a voice that could not be contained or locked in the upper room, a voice that needed to be spoken to the entire world. And that despite the wide ranges of cultures and languages gathered that day, everyone understood in their language of their own. We hear him speaking now in our hearts and home. The Spirit continues to speak to us in the ways that the gentle word expresses the unexpressible in our heart and home. The beautiful verse where we pray the sequence gives us a beautiful description of the line by line of the power of the Spirit. So this morning we do not see tongues of fire fall, but the light, the heat continues to shine and to enter in. And we welcome the Spirit as we welcome the daily breath that makes us who we are to live fully the day the Lord has made. And so as we welcome the Spirit, but also we welcome the voice of the Spirit spoken through Peter and the other disciples, for we are now, in their category, the new disciples of the new era. Birthdays are times we look for receiving gifts. Today is the birthday of the church. Where are the gifts? Well, our poll here by the Paschal Candle has the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the wisdom, understanding, knowledge, right judgment, courage, reverence, and fear of the Lord. The gifts given to us at our confirmation, they'll also be given next weekend when we celebrate profession of faith for four soon-to-be new members of our faith family. The same gift that was given to those baptized and confirmed at Easter, and continue to receive the power of the Spirit from above and within. And the light and the heat continues to beckon us to seek it and live it. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. And let's thank God for the one who seems to be the silent partner of the Trinity, the quiet Spirit, who, if listened harder, often speaks the loudest and the most in our hearts.